But in his time, it didn't quite work that way. And he also had terrible tragedies within his family. Three of his sons died while he was still alive. And his fourth son, in whom he had put great hopes, Rabbi Isaac Ibn Ezra, eventually converted and became a Muslim. And the father spent 2 years trying to bring him back to Judaism and failed. And he wrote a poem, an elegy, a mourning poem over his son that converted. The son converted because he got a good job in Baghdad. And it's hard for us, right, to imagine the situation. But we will find that that was not an uncommon occurrence in the greatest of families. So that his family was practically destroyed in his lifetime. He has left for us, aside from his poems, now that's a famous family, the Ibn Ezra family. But they were his cousins. They were, you know, it was a large family, and the family was called Ibn Ezra. They were called Ibn Ezra because they claimed descent from the great Ezra HaSofer, even though it's not clear whether he was a Kohen or not. Apparently he was not, and Ezra was, but in any event, that's why they called themselves Ibn Ezra. And his commentary to Chumash is one of the great jewels in Chumash, but it's very difficult to understand. He wrote very pithily, he wrote poetically, and sometimes it's not clear to understand his meaning. Also, for one reason or other, the text of his commentary became loaded with errors, printer's errors. And there was a Chumash in the 1800s called Chumash Beis Yehuda, in which a Lithuanian rabbi devoted himself to explaining the commentary of Ibn Ezra. So it became a commentary on a commentary. Today, the commentary of Ibn Ezra has been republished again in Jerusalem by Moshe the Rav Kook, in which all the errors have been removed, or almost all the errors have been removed, and notes, and it's a beautiful piece of work. And the commentary now stands. It's like you got a hold of a painting and cleared off all the dust of the centuries, and you can see it in all of its beauty. That has been done today. But in his commentary to Chumash, the Ibn Ezra's greatness is apparent. His greatness in grammar and language and tradition, and the strength of the person in his beliefs, and in the fact that he did not allow the tragic events of his lifetime to crush him. We also have his commentary to the entire Tanakh. The Ibn Ezra is very, very strongly opposed, for instance, to the poems of Rabbi Elazar HaKalir and to poetry generally, which he feels is not real poetry. And in his commentary to the Megillah of Koheles, the Ibn Ezra takes off time there in the middle of the Megillah to blast the Rebbe Elazar HaKalir. And he was, generally, if the more you read of him, you see he was an iconoclast. He was one of those people who, you know, if you rubbed him the wrong way, he would respond that way. The poetry of the Ibn Ezra also can be divided into religious poetry, Shirei Kodesh, and into the more mundane poetry, Shirei Chol. We have, but a great deal of his poetry, it's not that he was morbid, but a great deal of his poetry are elegies in which he mourns great people who died during his lifetime, and he used that as a method, as a means of expression of his feelings and of his sadness. The Ibn Ezra, again, it represents that